What's good, everybody? It's the Clown of a Cab Show. What a weekend for March Madness. This is the first time in NCAA tournament history where we have both the men's and the women's making the Final Four, and that's UConn and NC State. Both schools, men and women, have made it to the Final Four. That's crazy to me. I've never seen this happen before. I mean, this is history before our own eyes. I freaking love it, but, you know, when it boils down to it, UConn, they probably will win it in the men's. I mean, they won it last year. You know, they got a great head coach. And I just think overall with Dan Hartley, I just think, you know, what UConn brings to the table is just too much. They have the complete team. They have shooters. They have good big men. They have the whole recipe to win it. So I think for the men's, UConn is definitely the favorite right now. And I would tell you to go UConn 100%. But I just think right now, let me get to the women's right now in Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Yes, Caitlin Clark. That's why millions of people are tuning into the women's basketball solely because of her. And they matched up against Angel Reese last night. This was a classic matchup, and we saw it. You know, we saw Iowa overcome the adversity. They barely won, 87-94. And we saw Caitlin Clark go crazy, 41 points and 12 assists, where Angel Reese had 17 points and 20 boards. And it wasn't Angel Reese's best game. You know, it really wasn't. Offensively, it was just off sorts in the second half for Angel Reese, but, you know, not much she could do. I mean, yes, she had help from Johnson, which I thought Johnson should have matched up on Caitlin Clark from the get-go. I don't think they should have put, you know, the little 5'5 girl on her. I thought that was a mismatch from the jump. Put your best athlete on her. That was a coaching mistake. It really was. I'm just looking at it right now and realizing Caitlin Clark has that it factor. She has it, dude. You know, people are tuning in. She's the greatest women's basketball player right now and really arguably all time already. And she's still in college. This is her last year. She already declared for the WNBA. She's going to be in Indy with the Indy Fever. I can't wait. I'd love to see Angel and Caitlin be on the same team. You know, I really would, but it's just Caitlin. Nobody can stop Caitlin. You know, she has that deep threat, you know, from the three. You know, she plays like Steph Curry. She really is the female version of Steph Curry. That's who she is, dude. She's the female version. And it makes sense because she could pull up for 40 feet. She could drive. She could dish. Her assist, she gets her teammates open. So I think right now, Iowa, to me, is the betting favorite. And I understand South Carolina, another undefeated season with Dawn Staley. You know, what a coach she is. You know, she has great players around her. But, you know, we go back to last year. You know, same scenario. Dawn in South Carolina, they were undefeated. They went to the Final Four, and they lost to Iowa in the Final Four. So if you're South Carolina, I do think they're going to beat NC State. You know, I just think overall, South Carolina, they understand if we do see Caitlin Clark, what are we going to do? Are we going to stop her? No. We have to stop her other teammates. That's the X factor. You know, she had two teammates last night against LSU score like 17 and 20, where they've been averaging like 11 all season. So, you know, the role players need to step up for Iowa, and they did against LSU. And it wasn't LSU's greatest game. It really was. I just thought LSU had a bad game plan for Caitlin Clark. You have to go over the screens on Caitlin Clark. You can't go under the screens and arguably the greatest shooter ever. You're going to go under the screen and let her shoot a three? Like, that's just silly to me, dude. They kept doing that the first, like, 5-6 plays. I'm like, why are they going under the screen? That's just bad coaching there. You know, I'm looking at it and saying, if I'm a coach and I'm playing against arguably the greatest women's shooter ever, the greatest women's basketball player ever, yes, we're going to go over the screens. We're going to trap her. We're going to double her. We're going to make somebody else beat us besides Caitlin Clark. And that wasn't the answer. She was just in her bag all night, 41 points. You know, it was tough. You know, it's tough for Angel Reese as well. I do think Angel Reese will declare for the WNBA. I don't think she's going to come back one more year at LSU. I think she's done there. I think she's ready to go up. You know, she wants to compete, you know, at the highest level. I'd love to see Angel and Caitlin be on the same team. I don't think that's possible right now, especially if they go in the draft at the same time. I think they're the 1-2 picks. You know, we got Caitlin at number one, Angel at number two. I really do think that. I think Angel is that it factor as well, where she's the big lady, where she could get boards. Obviously, she got 20 boards. She's a walking double-double, easy walking double-double every single night for Angel Reese. So I think she's definitely a top five draft pick in the WNBA. You know, you just have to. And hearing her after the game was pretty crazy. You know, Angel, she's been getting received death threats, you know, really receiving some crazy stuff. You know, all the adversity she had to go through since winning the championship last year. You know, she carries a heavy crown, and wow, that's crazy. Receiving death threats as a college athlete, that's insane, dude. That's crazy, but I think Angel Reese, she's ready for that next level. I can't wait, but right now, as far as, you know, Caitlin Clark goes, she's definitely going to win the national championship this year. You know, it's going to be a Cinderella story, a Cinderella ending, you know, most points in Division I history of all time, both men's and women's, for Caitlin Clark. You know, she's receiving all the endorsements. You know, we even had Ice Cube offer $5 million to join the Big Three, a 3-on-3 basketball game for like 10 games or something like that. If I'm Caitlin Clark right now and I'm hearing this, Ice Cube offered me $5 million and the base salary for what? WNBA is what? $75K a year? This is a no-brainer. If I'm Caitlin Clark after I win the national championship, yeah, sign me up. I want to play in the Big Three. I want to make a quick $5 million in, what, 10 games? Like, that's a no-brainer. It's not rocket science. It's not overthinking something. It's literally saying, hey, let's take this opportunity for what it is. It's $5 million on the table. I'm going to take it. Why not? She's already in the State Farm commercials. She signed to Gatorade. You know, Caitlin Clark is literally taken off. Literally 4 years ago, nobody knew who Caitlin Clark was except people in Iowa and people who watch, you know, women's basketball. You know, that's who people who knew who Caitlin Clark is. Now she's more of a household name. More people stay tuned. More people know who Caitlin Clark is. So I think that's great for, you know, women's sports in general. It's growing. It really is. And there's some ballers. You know, last night we had UConn versus USC. We had Paige Beckers versus Juju Watkins. Juju Watkins, a freshman. You know, obviously they lost, but nothing to hang her hat on. I mean, the torch is passed to Juju next year. Absolutely. It's going to be her league against everybody else. I think USC should probably win it next year with Juju. I mean, Juju is a nice player. She's really smooth. She reminds me of, like, the female version of, like, Deron Williams a little bit. Just really smooth, has a nice jumper, has a nice pull-up. You know, whereas Deron Williams didn't shoot as good, but I model that game as just smooth, really good dribbler, out in open space, can get to the bucket, can create contact a lot. That's what I love about Juju Games is when she gets to the bucket, she can create contact and finish the and one. So I think the future's bright for that young lady. But right now we got UConn, Iowa. We got Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark. I think this is great for women's basketball. I really do. People are tuning in. Millions of eyes are watching these type of games. Whereas 5 years ago, nobody did, dude. Not millions of viewers did not watch women's college basketball. Let's be honest here. But, you know, with Caitlin Clark, the movement she's created, she's playing UConn, a powerhouse team. You know, they made it, what, 23rd Final Four in program history with Geno? I just think it's crazy, man. They're well-coached, champion after champion. You know, Geno has 11 national championships there. Like, that's crazy to me, dude. That's insane. That's it. That's just a dynasty of its own. But I just think right now, Caitlin Clark in Iowa, double-double versus LSU, 41-12. I think Caitlin Clark is first everybody. My clear favorite is definitely Iowa to win the national championship. You know, what a Cinderella story. The most Division I points of all time in Caitlin Clark. Her senior year, she ends up winning the national championship. You couldn't script it better. You couldn't even have a movie better than this right here in real life. So I think what Caitlin Clark's doing, the movement she's created, it's amazing, dude. It really is. Everybody's tuning in, man. And I'm telling you right now, Caitlin Clark should take Ice Cube's offer for the $5 million. You'd be stupid not to, dude. A quick $5 million? That's life-changing money if you're smart with it. So I just think Caitlin Clark, she will make the right decision no matter what she does. But I do think Iowa is the clear favorites to win it all. And then you got NC State versus South Carolina. I think South Carolina's going to handle that with Thon as head coach. I just think it's going to be South Carolina versus Iowa in the national championship, the rematch from last year's Final Four game. It's going to be epic. It's going to be iconic. I cannot wait. Caitlin Clark is a walking walking double-double. She's a walking 30-plus piece a night every single night. So I think Caitlin Clark versus the world. I cannot wait for this matchup. It's going to be iconic. And then we got the men's Final Four. We got Purdue versus NC State. Purdue's Zach Edey went crazy against Tennessee in the Elite Eight game. He dropped 40 points, which is crazy. Then you have their point guard, Brandon Smith. He's a nice point guard. I just think looking at Purdue right now, I do think they're kind of one-dimensional. to where it's just like, hey, let's throw it in the post to Zach Edey and hope for the best. You know, whereas Purdue doesn't have really good shooters. And if they do hit some shots, it's like, wow, it's a rare occasion. It really is. I think the guards for NC State are better than the guards versus Purdue. However, Zach Edey's the X factor. You know, DJ Burns Jr., the NC State big guy, is about 6'10", about 300 pounds. He can play offensive line for the NFL, dude. That's how big this guy is. I think he's going to match up against Edey. That's going to be interesting. Obviously, Edey's still going to eat. Edey's guaranteed at least 20-plus a game with 10-plus boards a game. He's going to get clearly a double-double versus NC State, but I do think Zach Edey does have his hands full against DJ Burns. I really do. I mean, DJ Burns is no walkover, dude. We're talking about 300 pounds here. Built like an offensive lineman in the NFL, dude. This dude is massive, dude. Like crazy, dude. Obviously, Edey's way taller than him. You know, Zach Edey, no matter who he matches up with, is a mismatch, you know, going forward. But I do think Purdue, now obviously the favorites in this game, but I still think if Purdue wins this game, they're going to have to beat UConn, you know, or Alabama. But I do think UConn's going to, you know, clear win it and have that repeat championship. But I love Purdue. I love Matt Painter. I grew up next door to Matt Painter. You know, he's a local boy from my hometown, 765 stand up. But I think right now Matt Painter, he's a smart coach. But however, I do think they're one-dimensional still. It's like if I'm Matt Painter, I want other players to contribute here. I don't want my offense just to flow through Zach Edey every single possession here and say, oh, okay, this is what we're going to do. Everybody knows this. Like, you know, you're going to have to come up with something else. I'm saying to win the national championship here. Yes, to win this game, that's fine, but we're talking to win it all here. You're going to have the complete package here instead of just throwing into Zach Edey every time and hope for the best. You know, whereas even that Tennessee game, there were fouls on Zach Edey where they did not call it, where it's just like it was a clear foul. Zach Edey doesn't have the best defense. I do think he does have slow feet. But he even said that, you know, people doubted me. Even the Tennessee head coach had an opportunity to recruit me. He doubted me. So I love that chip on Zach Edey's shoulder. But to get to the next level, for Zach Edey to go to the NBA, I do think he'll come off the bench. I don't think he's going to be a superstar whatsoever in the NBA. He's going to come off the bench in the NBA. And he's like 7'2", dude. Like, it's crazy, right? But I just think, you know, over the offseason this year for Zach Edey, going into the NBA, I do think they need to work on his skills more. His more of his footwork, you know, improve quicker, improve your jump shot. You know, improve your free throws. There's a lot of stuff in Zach Edey's game where it needs to be improved, including his footwork. Just slow feet, really. It's like he's moving in slow motion sometimes, but he's so big, sometimes it doesn't matter. But to that next level, it's going to matter, absolutely. But right now, I'm leaning more towards Purdue over NC State, even though NC State, this is really, really a good matchup for them. You know, you got Burns, you know, 300 pounds. You got some good guards on that team where they match up well against Smith. So I think right now NC State's guards are definitely better than Purdue's guards. And that's been the weakness for Purdue all year. You know, even the past couple years, it's always been their guard play. You know, it really has. They just don't have the best defense. I don't know. You know, yes, they can shoot, they can score, but you need the whole package to win it all. You need to play defense. You know, the whole 40 minutes. You need to full court press them. You know, something. I just think Purdue's guards are kind of just your traditional guards where, yes, they make the right decision. They do this good, but do they make the better play? Are they going to make the better three? Are they going to, you know, make that big shot instead of Zach Edey saving them? Instead of Zach Edey getting a bailout call or bailout foul, you know, what's going to happen with their guards? My thing is with Purdue, how is their guard play going to do? That's the X factor. If Purdue wins the national championship, it's obviously because of Zach Edey, but also the role players around Zach Edey, their guards hitting big threes. That's how Purdue's going to win a national championship. If not, Purdue is going to lose the first game of the Final Four. You know, this has been the first time since, what, 1980, since Purdue has been to the Final Four? That's crazy, dude. 1980. That is crazy, dude. I think Pac-Man was invented around that time. That's insane. So, you know, shout out to Painter, man. I hope for the best. I cannot wait, man. NC State versus Purdue is going to be an iconic matchup. And then we got Bama versus UConn. UConn, a powerhouse team. They're favorites right now to repeat, which they look like the most complete team right now. They look like the most complete team since the beginning of the NCAA tournament. It'd be silly to bet against UConn right now. Obviously, Alabama, they got Mark Sears. He's their star player, averaging over 22 a game. all season he's averaged over 22. I think Mark Sears, I think he's a transfer from a smaller school, which is interesting. You know, it really is. He reminds me a little of Brunson from New York Knicks right now, the way he plays. He just can hit shots. He can create finesse. He can do different things. So I think that's the players you need to win a national championship are these type of players like Mark Sears for Alabama. But I do think Bama, they do have their hands full. You know, Bama does not hit their open shots, their open threes against UConn. UConn's going to win this game relatively easy. You know, it really depends on Alabama's shooting. You know, and how they're going to get to the bucket. Are they going to penetrate? Are they going to be able to drive? Or are they going to get locked up against UConn's defense? That's the X factor there, but I'm leaning more towards UConn. I think, you know, the Cinderella story will be Purdue versus UConn in the national championship this year. That'd be great. You know, I know a lot of people around Indiana, you know, they love Purdue. They want to see Purdue win. They're either IU or Purdue, but even the IU fans right now are rooting for Purdue. They want to see Purdue win. They've never won a national championship in their program history. So, you know, since 1980s, the deepest they've ever ran was the Final Four, and they lost in the Final Four. So I think Matt Painter, he understands what's at stake. He understands that, hey, this might be my last opportunity to really run deep, you know, with a player like Zach Edey, who's over 7 feet tall, you know, who's a dynamic player, who's a generational player right here. So I think for Zach Edey and Purdue and Matt Painter, they're going to have to come up with a huge game plan if they want to win this and win the national championship. You can't just keep throwing it into Zach Edey every single time. The role players are going to have to make threes. The role players are going to have to step up and take charges. The role players are going to have to dive on the floor for the extra possession. That's what they're going to have to do to help Zach Edey and Matt Painter here. So I think the role players for Purdue is the X factor for Purdue to win the national championship. Because Zach Edey, yes, Zach Edey can go for 40. That's fine. Well, if the other players don't, you know, perform well, you know, you're more likely going to lose the game. You know, especially against Connecticut. You think you're just going to walk through Connecticut? You think, yeah, Zach Edey might drop 40 on UConn, but you're going to have somebody else step up. You're going to have a role player go for 20-plus. You're going to have a role player hit three threes in a row, something like that, to get this elevated over the hump. So I can't wait, man. This is what March Madness is all about, right? The underdog story, the story where, you know, they should have never made it. We have NC State 11 seed where they won 9 straight games in a row. They're on a 9-game winning streak, dude. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. They won the ACC tournament. They weren't supposed to win that. They won their first 2 games in the NCAA tournament. They weren't supposed to win those. So, like, NC State right now is definitely by far the hottest team in the basketball tournament right now. By far. By a long shot, even hotter than UConn right now. 9 straight wins, dude. That's crazy, man. They're just on a heater right now. They're out to prove something. They have that chip on their shoulder. So, I think Purdue, they still have to play their A game. Because if Purdue comes out, misses shots, misses free throws, just plays a B game, you know, NC State's going to win this game. I think NC State has the better guards. But, like I said, Zach Edey is the X factor here. I think Zach Edey, man, if they have a great game plan, if Zach Edey's hitting his free throws, you know, getting the other guys in foul trouble on NC State, I think Purdue, this is a cakewalk for them. I really do. I think they're going to run right through it and win this game with relatively, you know, ease. You know, I really do believe that. But, you know, Purdue, Matt Painter, I'm rooting for them. I want to see the hometown hero win it all. For Purdue, the first time in Purdue history, in program history, it'd be amazing, right? And they do have a great opportunity because they have Zach Edey. But if they didn't have Zach Edey, we all know that Purdue probably would have lost the first game or the second game in the NCAA tournament. That's what would happen. But, you know, after watching the Tennessee game, man, I'm telling you, Purdue has it, man. They have the recipe to win it all. They really do. I just don't want them to blow it. I really do. I don't want Purdue to miss a free throw that's going to cause them to lose the game. I don't want that to happen. I just think Purdue needs to stay on their P's and Q's and just go with the game plan with Matt Painter and just go right through NC State and then obviously UConn or Alabama in the championship. It's going to be iconic, man. I cannot wait. Take off Matt Painter. Take off Purdue. Let's freaking go. But back to the women's tournament. I'm telling you, Caitlin Clark, she's the household name right now. She's blowing up. Nobody knew her 5 years ago, but now everybody knows her. You know, I'm rooting for her. I want to see Caitlin Clark win it. I think everybody else does who's a fan of basketball. They understand she is the best women's basketball player on the planet right now, better than any WNBA player right now. You know, as far as I'm concerned, like, I don't want to be disrespect to any WNBA players, but let's be honest here. Who's pulling up for 30, 40 feet, you know, who consistently? Who's putting up these numbers consistently? Who's scoring 30-plus a game like Caitlin Clark? Nobody. So I just think right now it's Caitlin Clark versus the world. I want to see Iowa versus South Carolina in the national championship for the women's. This is going to be great. This is what March Madness is all about. I cannot wait. It's the Kleina with Cam show. Let's go!